Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging headfirst into a world where fortunes can be made, or just as quickly, lost. The electrifying, fast-moving realm of meme coin trading. The big question, the one everyone's asking, is how do you pinpoint the perfect moment to jump in? And maybe even more critically, what do you absolutely need to steer clear of to avoid those, you know, gut-wrenching losses?
It's a truly unique market, yeah.
Yeah.
Driven by this blend of raw hype and really intricate on-chain activity. This means traditional analysis often just falls short. It makes specific on-chain signal tools not just useful, but frankly essential for anyone looking for a genuine edge.
Absolutely. And it's not just about having these tools, right? It's understanding how to use them effectively to get that critical advantage. So our mission today is to do a deep dive into this guide, Alpha Signal Trading FAQ, a tactical guide for meme coin Deegans by Aave-i. It came out just last month. Now, Deegan might sound a bit extreme, but in crypto, it basically refers to traders who embrace high risk for potentially high reward, often in these super volatile assets like meme coins. So yeah, this guide is really for those playing at the cutting edge. We're going to try and extract the most important nuggets, help you understand Aave.ai's Alpha Signal system step by step. The goal is to help you react faster, filter smarter, and trade with conviction, turning all that info into actionable insights.
Exactly. And this guide is powered by Aave.ai's real-time signal center. It draws insights from both their Alpha Signal web portal and their Telegram channel.
So we're talking about very practical, hands-on advice, stuff that comes directly from real-world use. All right, so we know why signals are important in this wild market. Now, for someone listening who wants to move beyond just, you know, hoping for the best and really leverage Aave.ai system, what's the very first step? Like, the non-negotiable thing they need to do to even get in the game?
Okay, first step is pretty straightforward. Connect your crypto wallet. You'll use their Telegram bot to link up your Phantom, MetaMask, or, you know, any other web-based wallet. It's designed to be quick, pretty seamless setup.
So wallet connected, that's the gateway. Makes sense. But in a market moving this fast, I imagine just being connected isn't quite enough. What about settings? Are there absolute non-negotiable settings we need to fine-tune to make sure we're not just connected, but optimized for this rapid-fire environment?
Yeah, that's step two, and it's vital. The guide recommends a few key settings. You want to set your slippage to 5%.
Okay, 5%.
Gas priority to normal, and your quick buy amount to either 1 SOL or 0.3 BNB. And crucially for the signal filter, enable signal count 2.
Signal count greater than 2. Okay, that sounds pretty specific. Why that filter? In a market where speed is everything, is there a risk of missing out by waiting for like multiple confirmations? Or does that actually save you from more bad trades?
Oh, it absolutely saves you from more bad trades. Think of it like this. In the chaos of meme coins, one signal, it might just be noise or even, you know, deliberate manipulation. But when you get multiple independent signals at like signal count 2, it's like hearing several good sources confirm the same story. That convergence, it dramatically increases your confidence. You're seeing a real potential breakout, not just a setup for a pump and dump. It's about building confidence in the signal.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Build confirmation. So once you're connected, optimized, the real challenge begins, right? The art of it. How do you sift through all that noise and spot a truly promising token? Where do you even start looking?
You start with the chart, specifically the one-minute candlestick chart. You're looking for healthy sort of stair-step growth and steady upward climb. What you really want to avoid are coins showing those flash spikes and immediate dumps.
Right, the classic rug pull setup.
Exactly. Potential scam traps. Also, be wary of flat post-hype patterns. They call them PVP dead zones.
Mm.
These are basically stagnant periods where the early buzz is gone, and it's mostly just experienced traders trying to offload their bags onto newcomers. A dangerous place to be, yeah. And beyond the chart, you have to do some essential checks. Due diligence. First, contract security. Skip anything flagged as unsafe or high rug risk, period. Second, check the rug history. If a token or maybe the team behind it has multiple past rugs where they pulled liquidity before, that's a hard pass, no exceptions. The key takeaway here really is that an early signal doesn't automatically mean it's a good token. Diligence is absolutely key.
That's such a powerful point and probably overlooked a lot. Really underscores that trust but verify idea. So if the initial signal on the chart are just the first layer, what's next when we dig into the actual on-chain data? What specific wallet behaviors or tokenomics patterns are we looking for or maybe actively trying to avoid?
Okay, tokenomics and wallet analysis. You should immediately skip tokens dominated by early insiders, or what people often call mouse wallets.
Mouse wallets.
Yeah, typically loads of small wallets, likely controlled by one person or group. trying to manipulate things. You also want to avoid bundler services that group transactions, obscuring who's really doing what. Instead, you want to favor smart money inflows. These are buys from wallets with a proven track record of making good trades. Not just random large buys. Look for genuine whale entries. Truly big players building positions, different from those smaller coordinated mouse wallet buys. And finally, real trader demand. That means seeing broad, sustained buying across lots of different legitimate wallets. Shows organic interest, not just a few insiders pumping it.
Okay, so look for the quality of the buyers, not just the quantity.
Precisely. And then there are the Memoradar insights, which you can get via av.ai. There are like three key elements here. First, KOL sentiment are key opinion leaders, the big influencers actually buying in, or are they dumping? Second, social heat is their high engagement on X, you know, Twitter. That signal momentum. And finally, the narrative is the token tied to something trending, a big event, a strong community meme.
So Memoradar Insights sounds like a powerful mix of social signals. Could you walk us through a quick example? Like, imagine a new meme coin pops up. How would these three things ideally line up to give you confidence?
Sure, okay. Let's say a new token launches.
Yeah.
And it's tied to some viral internet thing that's your strong narrative.
Right.
Then Avi.ai's Memoradar shows that influential KOLs, people known for good calls, aren't just tweeting, but are actually buying, accumulating, not selling off. Simultaneously, you see a massive spike in mentions, retweets, engagement on X Twitter. That's high social heat. When all three click trending narrative, KOLs buying in, huge social buzz, that's your sweet spot. The guide even adds the bonus point. The more signals and shoutouts across these areas, the higher the chance it's heading for a breakout. It's about that cumulative validation.
Right, the confluence of factors. Got it. Now, let's shift gears slightly to something super practical that often trips people up.
Yeah.
Position sizing. How much should you actually put in, and what role does liquidity play in that decision?
Yeah, critical stuff. The guide lays out clear market cap and liquidity rules. Mm-hmm. Basically, if a token has a market cap under, say, $50,000, use small capital only. And set very clear take profit rules.
Like
maybe sell a chunk at 2x profit. Pull your initial investment out completely at 3x. Protect your downside. Now, for tokens with a market cap over $100,000, these are generally seen as safer for bigger allocations. They usually have more liquidity to handle larger trades without causing huge price swings. And speaking of liquidity, the guide highlights liquidity pools, LPs. If a token has LPs beyond just pump.fund, which is often just the initial very low liquidity launch pad.
Yeah, pump.fun is everywhere now.
Right. So if it gets listed on bigger decentralized exchanges like Radium or Meteora, that's a really bullish sign. It shows the team is building deeper support on DXS. That adds stability and makes it much easier for you, the trader, to get in and out without causing massive slippage.
That's a really important distinction. Okay, we've seen how a single tweet from someone like Elon can just move markets like crazy. But when we talk social proof for these smaller coins, how do you tell real excitement from, I don't know, a paid promo campaign? Does it actually matter, or is it just noise?
Oh, it absolutely matters, especially in meme land. But you have to read it right. Social proof can be a very strong signal, but you need discernment. Look for official TokenX accounts that post consistently organically, not just, you know, one hyped tweet every few days. That can smell like marketing. And crucially, look for genuine interactions from high-impact figures. Think names people recognize, CZ, Elon, and some people like that. When they engage organically or even just mention the narrative without being prompted, it's often a sign of strong backing and huge unpaid exposure. That can create real momentum.
So authentic engagement, not just mentions.
Exactly. If it feels too staged, it probably is. Trust your gut on that one.
Okay, incredibly insightful. But with all these signals, charts, wallets, KOLs, social media, it sounds like you could get seriously overwhelmed, like really fast. How many signals should you even try to act on daily? Is there a magic number? Or is overtrading just a massive danger here?
Yeah, there's definitely no magic number. It really depends on your capital, how fast you can execute trades, and honestly, your mental bandwidth. It can be draining.
Hmm.
But the core principle the guide hammers home is quality over quantity, always. For beginners, the advice is clear. Stick to maybe 1 to 3 high-quality signals daily, and make sure you fully research each one. Don't just jump in blind. More advanced users, sure, they can scale up. But usually only if they've built some kind of automation or have really strict filters in place to handle the volume, because overtrading, it's genuinely one of the biggest reasons people lose money in this space. The FOMO fear of missing out is intense. So the guide advises, always check for signal overlap. You want to see confirmation from multiple angles, KOLs, insider activity, volume spikes before you ape in. commit serious capital quickly.
That term apen definitely captures the spirit. Okay, one of the biggest fears, I think, for anyone trading these coins is getting caught in a fake pump or becoming what they call exit liquidity. How does this guide help us avoid those notorious PVP traps, where you end up being the one holding the bag?
Right, avoiding those PVP traps. Player versus player dynamics where, experienced traders are essentially tricking newer folks into buying their coins so they can cash out. Mm-hmm. You absolutely do not want to be the exit liquidity.
Definitely not.
The guide outlines three key strategies to avoid this. First, check the source. Is the signal coming from a trusted alpha group, or some random sketchy airdrop bot that just popped up? Big difference. Second, cross-verify the wallets. Are the so-called smart money wallets actually tagged on-chain, showing legit activity? Or are they just random wallets pushing a narrative? Need to verify. And third, this is critical, mind the timing. If the signal is late, like it comes out after the coin has already done a 10x or 20x spike, it's very, very likely a PVP trap being set.
So if you miss the initial move, chasing it is probably a bad idea.
Usually, yes.
Yeah.
Don't become the exit liquidity for the early birds. Evade.ai, for its part, tries to help filter this noise. They provide tagged insider wallets, contract risk scores, real-time volume flows. It gives users a fairer shot in what can often feel like the Wild West.
Okay, so we've covered a lot about using these tools, filtering, analyzing, bringing it all together now. What's the sort of overarching message, the final word on signals for the bigger picture of your trading journey?
The final word is really clear, and it's essential. Signals are powerful tools, yes. But they are not guarantees, not even close. The market shifts constantly, narratives can change in an hour, liquidity can vanish without warning. No tool, no matter how advanced, eliminates all the risk. Your real edge, as the guide explains, comes from consistently applying those filters we talked about, learning from every trade, the good ones and the bad ones, and developing your own solid risk control and decision-making system. Ultimately, you use signals to assist your trading brain, not replace it. That's truly the only sustainable way to climb the meme coin ladder and actually survive the volatility long term.
Wow. Okay, this deep dive into Av.ai's alpha signal guide has really hammered home the importance of that diligent research beyond just the initial signal ping. Understanding the on-chain behavior, sizing positions strategically based on real data like market cap and liquidity, recognizing genuine social proof, and knowing how to spot and avoid those PVP traps. It's about moving from pure guesswork to a much more informed discipline approach.
Yeah, and maybe this raises an important question for you, the listener, too. Thinking beyond just meme coins, how might applying a systematic filtered approach like this help you navigate other areas where you face information overload?
Yeah.
How could it help you make more informed, confident decisions elsewhere in your life?
That's a great point. The markets, the tools we use, they'll always be evolving, always changing, presenting new challenges, new opportunities. But that enduring value of your own critical thinking, your ability to adapt your decisions, maybe that is always the ultimate alpha signal, no matter the field.